Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. If I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him and keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You're not yet 50 years old. You've seen Abraham." Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Year 1919, which was at the tail end of the First World War, a woman whose name was Amelia, who had lost her daughter, who had problems with her health, problems with her kidney, found out that she was pregnant and she was close to 40 years old. She was far away from her home. Her husband was a retired army officer, and she said yes to life and had a healthy little baby. But she only lived to see her little baby arrived at 9 years old. Her other son died, so the little boy was alone without his brother, without his sister, without his mother. But the little son had a great love from his father. Basically, the little boy was the very heart of the father's life. Given that they were very poor, the father would follow the son to soccer, and they would eat together, and they would talk together, they would pray together. But the little boy would sometimes wake up at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he would see this man, his father, kneeling down with his hands crossed in prayer, praying very fervently, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. The little boy loved his father, and the father loved the little boy. The little boy grew into a teenager, and he was an excellent athlete, probably about the best student in his class. He loved life. He was a gifted linguist. A lot of talents. When he was 19, 20, his father died. So he lost his sister, his mother, his brother, his father. And he had to make a decision. What should I do with my life? He could have complained and said, I'm a wounded individual. Could have thrown a pity party. Could have said, poor me. So he had to make a decision. Should he get married? There are many eligible young girls that would have liked him. Should he be a university professor at the Jagiellonian? Should he be a writer? Should he be an actor? But he decided, instead of all these things, he decided that he would become a priest. So he was ordained a priest. Then in his 30s, he was already made a bishop. When he was 58 years old, there in the Piazza of St. Peter in Rome, the windows were open, and that little boy was John Paul II. Incredible story, huh? Related to today. Number one, unplanned. The mother had all reasons not to have the child. Poverty, health issues, away from her home, already lost a baby girl, problems with her kidneys, problems. She said yes. She brought forth a little boy named, she named Carol. She died when he was 9. But then the father gave himself totally to this little boy. And what a formation. Went on to form, possibly, one of the greatest men that walked planet Earth after Jesus Christ. His name is St. John Paul II. Beautiful story. It's a pro-life story. It's also a story of the power of having good fathers. You heard in the first reading Abraham, the father of faith, and you heard Jesus speaking about father also. All of the fathers here are called to imitate John Paul II, the father of John Paul, and God the Father. Fathers here are called to love God the Father. They're called to love their wives. They're called to love their children. Let's beg for the grace to learn from the great story of John Paul II, who was called Holy Father for 27 years. Amen.